Relationships rule. That's my motto. I'm Janice Porter, and I love to share the power of relationship marketing to help grow and impact business. I've grown my business by building and nurturing relationships, and I'd like to help you do the same. Welcome to the Relationships Rule podcast, where connection means everything. Welcome to a brand new year of the Relationships Rule podcast. I am so grateful that you are here with me today as we step into a new year with a renewed sense of clarity and intention. This past holiday season reminded me in a very personal way why I'm so committed to this work. As many of you know, my husband had knee replacement surgery in November. We expected a long recovery. We prepared ourselves for the practical side of things. What we didn't anticipate was the outpouring of kindness from people in our community. We were so pleasantly surprised by how many people came to visit him. Some were close friends, of course, but others were people we hadn't seen or spoken to in years. These people who simply wanted to show care and support. Their small gestures made such a difference during a challenging time, and they reminded me that connection does not always fade, even when time passes. And they reminded me how deeply people value being remembered. That experience brought me right back to the heart of my work, relationships. Relationships matter. They matter more than algorithms, more than strategies, and more than perfect plans. They carry us, support us, open doors for us, and shape the opportunities that come our way. So today, as we begin a new year, I want to walk you through my Real Connection System. This is the framework I teach and the one that consistently helps my clients build businesses rooted in trust and long-term relationships. REAL, refresh, engage, appreciate, leverage. I'm going to go through each one of these pieces with you, and we'll start with the first one, refresh. Refresh your presence. Refreshing your presence means making sure your online identity reflects who you are today, not who you were 5 years ago. I really recently worked with a client who has two very well-established businesses. He's someone with a strong reputation and decades of experience, but he hadn't touched his LinkedIn profile for years. His world was changing, and he was transitioning day-to-day responsibilities to his daughter, stepping into more advisory role and opening up space to serve other businesses through board directorship. None of that was reflected in his profile. Together, we refreshed it. We updated his headline to show this new direction. We rewrote the About section so that it spoke to the value he offers today, not the version of him from the past. And we clarified his experience and highlighted his evolving role. Within days, guess what? He was contacted by a recruiter. That was exactly the outcome he wanted. He needed his online presence to do the initial positioning for him, and once it did, opportunities appeared almost immediately. A refresh is not about reinventing yourself. It's about aligning your presence with your purpose. So ask yourself, does your profile show the problems you solve? Does it speak to your clients in their language? Does it represent who you are now, today? When you refresh your presence, you open the door for the right people to find you. E, engage with intention. Engagement is where relationships begin to form. And one of the most effective ways to engage is by putting yourself in spaces where your people are already there. Recently, I attended a community event hosted by a past podcast guest of mine. It was warm, welcoming, and filled with people who were genuinely interested in learning and connecting. The speaker turned out to be another perfect guest for my podcast, who I wouldn't have met if I hadn't attended that event. So you will hear his passion and expertise on visual leadership very soon. A really interesting topic, by the way. Not long after that, I went to a mastermind-style event where I didn't know most of the people in the room. During the conversation, someone asked a question about LinkedIn that led to more questions, and soon I found myself offering a few tips from my LinkedIn expertise, and basically I had an audience there that I wouldn't have had before to share some tips and tricks with them. That small act of contribution put the light on me without me trying to stand out. It created new conversations, new beginning relationships that I'm sure will continue into this year. Engagement works the same way online. When you comment thoughtfully, respond to people, share insight, or ask questions, you become visible in a natural way. You build familiarity. You show that you care about others, not only about your own content. Choose a simple habit this year. Maybe attend one event each month where your ideal clients gather. Spend 5 minutes a day engaging with people in your network, either on LinkedIn, as I would do, or whichever is your favorite platform. These small actions create momentum. Engagement done consistently builds relationships faster than almost anything else. A, appreciate people authentically. Appreciation is where true connection is built. This is the heart of everything I teach. A few months ago, I saw someone post on LinkedIn who I hadn't spoken to in years. Her post caught my attention, so I commented. Then I also sent her a private message to say hello and let her know that her post had made me think of her. Well, it turned out that she'd been looking for someone to speak to her business organization about the power of LinkedIn. She hadn't reached out to me because, in her mind, too much time had passed. But the minute I reappeared in her world, she booked me right away for a session this month. That happened simply because I reached out with appreciation, and you never know. Here's another story that illustrates the opposite side of this. A friend of mine has bought and sold three homes in 15 years. Three transactions, three different realtors. You heard it right, three different realtors. Not because the first one did a poor job, but because they didn't stay in touch. They disappeared after the sale, and because of that, they were not present when the next opportunity came around. On the flip side, appreciation can leave a very lasting mark. Years ago, I met someone at an event. Afterward, I sent her a card with a photo of the two of us I had taken on the cover. She still has that card on her desk today. She brings it up every time we speak. That card made her feel seen and valued in a way that digital messages do not always accomplish. Appreciation is powerful because it is personal. It is memorable. It shows effort. A text is nice, a comment is thoughtful, but a physical reminder, a tangible touch card, a small gesture, these create emotional anchors that people remember for years. So this year, build appreciation into your regular rhythm. Send a card each week, or even, dare I say, each day. Record a short video for someone. Acknowledge people privately, not only publicly. Send something tangible when it feels right. Appreciation is not old-fashioned, it is strategic in the most human way. L, leverage your relationships. Leverage is not about using people. It's about recognizing the opportunities that naturally grow from real connection. When you refresh your presence, when you engage intentionally, and when you appreciate people consistently, trust builds, and trust is what opens doors. Leverage shows up in referrals, introductions, collaborations, testimonials, invitations, and new opportunities. It shows up when someone says, "I thought of you," or "You should meet this person," or "You would be perfect for this project." The world of business is built on these small moments of being remembered. The relationships that you nurture today often become the opportunities that appear months or years from now. So as you begin the year, think about where you can offer value to your network. Who can you introduce? Who can you collaborate with? Who can you elevate? When you lift others, you strengthen every relationship around you. And over time, your network becomes a living, breathing source of support and opportunity. And I say, as an aside to that, cherish your network because, as it's been said many times before, your network is your net worth. And in closing, I want to encourage you to choose one pillar of the real system to focus on, Not all four at once, just one. Refresh your presence. Engage with intention. Appreciate someone who made a difference to you. Or gently leverage a relationship that is ready for the next step. When you lead with connection, everything else unfolds more naturally. And when you build your business from a place of genuine care, from the heart, you create a foundation that lasts. If you want support implementing the Real Connection System in your business, or you want more information about it, I'd love to help you. Reach out and let's explore it together. Thank you for joining me for this first episode of the year. I'm excited for what is ahead. Until next time, stay connected and be remembered. Thanks for joining us. If today's show inspired you to make a new connection, why not start with me? Head over to LinkedIn and connect with me. Be sure to let me know you are a podcast listener, because I select one listener each month who connects with me on LinkedIn for a complimentary profile audit. And you know I love to meet new people, so I hope you take me up on it. Don't forget to stay connected and be remembered.